You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Billows, the Friends reunion. I don't know when it is, but it's recently been announced that it's happening.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be having they're honouring one of the show's writers who's just celebrating his 10,000th episode of a network TV show.
So cool.
Madness.
So everyone's been talking about Friends, like Matthew Perry's been doing some interviews, and anyway, they're all about.
Okay.
So it's all back in the air. So, what's his name?
Matthew Perry?
No.
Matt LeBlanc. Okay.
Has revealed, he said, once Monica and Chandler got together on Friends, we were kind of waiting for Joey and Phoebe to get together, right?
Okay.
So there was Rachel and Ross.
Have you seen the show or are you just reading this? Are you just that kid in the school that's like, yeah, I love Friends. It's the best. It's my favourite show. I watch it all the time. When in reality, your parents won't let you watch it. Is that what's going on here?
I do love Friends. I'm so tired. Anyway, turns out that Matt LeBlanc really wanted Joey and Phoebe to hook up on the show.
Okay.
So the producers didn't approve. He pitched the idea to the producers and they were like, nah, that's silly.
Yeah.
So Matt LeBlanc's told People magazine, towards the end, we actually pitched the idea that Joey and Phoebe had been having casual sex the entire time. We'd go back and shoot all the historical scenes, and just before a moment that everyone recognises, boom, there's Joey and Phoebe coming out of a broom closet together.
That I like.
The producers were like,
nah. Oh, because like them just getting together for the sake of a nice happy ending where,
yeah,
oh, they've got their kids. Ross and Rachel finally worked it out, and just have those two just go, want to get married? Yeah, sure, let's do
it.
Yeah,
I know.
Just for the sake of it? Nah.
Yeah, that's
but
annoying.
But that is funny.
Yeah.
I really wish that happened now.
Yeah.
But not to be.
Not to be. I think it would have been a bit too, like you said, cliche, I guess.
Yeah, that's
maybe
it.
A little bit, just like a bit too predictable. So yeah. I'm personally glad that I didn't, but that would have been kind of funny.
Yeah, I like that Phoebe ended up marrying Paul Rudd and Joey got that horrible spin-off.
And thank you for ruining Friends for everyone.
Oh.
This is Scoopla.
The Oscar nominations were announced on Friday.
Yes.
Jada Pinkett Smith decided that she wants to boycott the Oscars after only white actors and actresses were nominated for the second year in a row.
Oh, wow.
So
whoa.
When the list of the actors was read out, many in Hollywood were offended that some of the obvious candidates were snubbed and they did see a pattern.
Yes.
Will Smith was expected to be nominated for Best Actor in his role for Concussion.
I've heard that's brilliant.
Yeah, after receiving critical acclaim worldwide. So must have been a really good film. I haven't seen it. While Will wasn't nominated, and he also hasn't commented, Jada, his wife, took to Facebook to share her thoughts to her over 7 million likers.
Okay.
She wrote, at the Oscars, people of colour are always welcomed to give out awards, even entertain, but we are rarely recognised for our artistic accomplishments. Some people of colour refrain from participating, or should people of colour refrain from participating altogether? People can only treat us the way in which we allow. She signed the post with much respect in the midst of disappointment. Jay.
She raises some very good points. The only problem I have with it is because it was Will who didn't get nominated, it comes off a little sour grapes, but her points are all really valid.
Totally valid. Also, Chris Rock, who is hosting the Oscars this year, took to Twitter to not so subtly share his thoughts.
Yes. He's never subtle when it comes to race issues.
He tweeted the hashtag Oscars, the white BET Awards.
Yep.
So, Will was nominated last week at the Golden Globes, but lost Best Actor in a Motion Picture to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow. Not a single black actor got nominated.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That is, for the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
do you think the Oscars,
I can't remember,
are so,
in that.
Because they're so old-fashioned, is it like a bunch of,
well, that'd be an element, I'd say.
Old-fashioned white people, like, sitting,
that'd definitely be an element, but the Oscars is voted on by the Academy, and the Academy is a very broad term. There is a heap of people in the Academy. Like, mm-hmm, if you have had some form of success in motion picture,
yeah,
then there's a good chance you're a voter in the Academy. Russell Brand is in the Academy.
Okay.
Director Kevin Smith from Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay.
He's in the Academy. So it is a really broad bunch mm-hmm. who vote on the Oscars, and there's heaps of them too.
Yeah.
So I don't know who could have been nominated this year. So I don't want to say, oh, I guess it just wasn't Black people's year. It was second year in a row. Especially
though.
If Will Smith's been overlooked and people mm-hmm. are saying he should have been. Yeah, tough one.
Tough one.
Really tough one. But yeah, it doesn't look good in the Academy. Amber, I'm going to tell you a story here, and then I'm going to put you in the hypothetical situation, okay?
I hate this.
It's all fine. Okay. It's not a hard one, I promise you. Okay, so you're on the train, and you get off, and you realise that you've left your phone on there. You've got one of those phone wallets that's got, like, your credit cards and all that sort of thing in the phone cover.
I have done that.
You've done that? Well, this probably won't be hard at this point then. Okay. So you're stressing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of hours, you cancel your credit cards. Then you get home. Oh, I'll jump on Facebook to unwind a little bit. And you find that you've got a whole lot of notifications because Amber's just giggling to herself. She's like, sounds like me. I've always got all the notifications. Some friend requests. People messaging me that I don't know, asking me to be their friend because they saw the magpie video in Uganda.
So true.
All of this happens. Okay, and you realise that someone has updated your Facebook status.
It says, like when you leave your phone alone at a party or something.
Just like this. Hi, Monica. It happened to Monica, not Amber. Hi, Monica. I found your phone on the train. You should really change your unlock password as it was an easy guess. Nice profile pic, by the way. This is public.
That's so funny.
I hope you made it to your destination okay. As your phone case has your Opal and credit card, that's like their Mikey code, plus $50 inside. I'm going to leave it in all there in there for you. And I'm going to pop my business card in as well. I've updated your status so you know your phone is safe and in good-looking hands. Looking in brackets there. Plus, this is something to laugh about later over a drink. Oh, I also went into your Tinder and swiped right on Luke so you can check out the profile of the honest guy who found your phone and handed it into the town hall station. Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Amber, I put you in her position. Let's say you're single.
Uh-huh.
Does he get a date? Does he get a drink?
I think it would be worth catching up with old mate Luke from the train for a drink.
Even if you're like, I don't think there's anything romantic there. I don't like the look of his head or something. It's mm-hmm. worth a drink, isn't it?
Shout him a drink. He looked after your phone. There's, you know, some honest people in the world.
There really is.
Thankfully.
She got it all back. She's texted Luke for thanking him for handing his phone in and still not sure whether there's going to be a drink involved or not. But
you don't have to marry him, Monica.
You might marry him, Monica.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be the best story ever to tell at your wedding?
That'd be a fate story right there.
I know.
So I'm going to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that that drink happens.
I hope that they catch up for a drink and they fall in love and they live happily ever after.
I hope that too.
Yeah. Billows.
Yes.
I've got a study for you.
Oh, wow. I'm excited for your study.
This one makes sense and it seems legit. Okay, here we go. A new study has been done and they've discovered the top 10 names for smart people.
Okay. How have they come across this list?
Website Moose Roots used a database of over 14,000 names of notable philosophers, mathematicians, writers, artists, composers, and Nobel Prize winners.
Okay, so they've got some data to show for.
Yeah,
what was that website again, though?
Moose Roots.
Ah, the prestigious University of Moose Roots.
So,
won't ask what you were Googling to get to this website.
The top 10 names for male geniuses.
Okay.
John.
No.
Robert. Mm-hmm. William. Charles. David. James. Richard.
And Foquan.
Jonan. Oh. George. And Paul.
All boring names. All the Beatles are geniuses.
They are a bit boring. It's boring names. Sorry if your names are on those lists. Top 10 names for the female geniuses.
If Amber's on this, I'm calling shenanigans.
Genii. Mary, Elizabeth, Maria, Anne, Margaret, Susan, Ruth, Anna, Alice, Dorothy. They did miss one, which is Amber.
I don't think so, because you just invented the word genii. That's not a word.
I just thought geniuses would call a collective of geniuses genii. I thought they would have done that, but they don't, apparently.
It's a fun way to say it, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's a word. Yeah.
So if your name's on the list, you're a genius.
I don't think that's how it works. I'd be interested to know how far their study went because they're all very, very Anglo names.
Yes.
No Muhammad's on the list, for example.
Very true.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just, again, I'd hate to call shenanigans on one of your studies. No, actually, I'd love to. I'm calling shenanigans on your study again.
I didn't do the study. I'm just reporting that's on right. the study.
I'm sure you were on the team of rubbish researchers on it. Amber, we've been pretty excited for the Friends reunion we keep hearing about.
Look.
Whoa. Jesus.
Along with the Friends cast, there's also going to be like 3 or 4 other shows cast.
There's going to be heaps of shows because it's not just a Friends reunion episode. It's a celebration of some bloke who is working on his 10,000th network episode.
Yes, so including shows like Friends.
Friends,
Big
Frasier, Cheers, Big Bang Theory. There's a whole heap. Mm-hmm. So the Friends part is just a small portion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
So we need to stop calling it the Friends reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's... It got really cloudy in here. I'm not sure what happened. Are we expecting rain? I have no idea what's going on, but I hate the term throwing shade, but geez, I'm getting daggers over here. Hoo-wee. David Schwimmer, who was Ross on Friends, Amber.
Correct.
He did an interview where he said that the NBC special, calling it a reunion, is completely inaccurate.
Yeah, Ross.
Calm down. His quote. I mean, in no way is it a Friends reunion when one member is out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry mm-hmm. is currently in dress rehearsal for his new West End play, The End of Longing.
Yeah, he's in the UK.
He's not going to be there. His representative has said Matthew may tape something for the tribute, but that's the most you're going to get out of Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
He's not going to be anywhere near this.
So, yeah, it sounds like... Oh, Dave Schwimmer is a bit annoyed.
Well, not really. I think he's just like, why are people calling this a reunion? Because even if all six of them were there, mm-hmm. it'd be them sitting in 6 chairs talking about Friends. They're mm-hmm. not going to be in character or anything. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be doing anything fun. They're mm-hmm. going to be talking about Friends.
Yep.
Which that we can see on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or the 400 plus episodes.
Yeah. Everyone should watch Friends again. Do it.
Jeez. Give everyone a big job for homework. Come on, Amber. It's the weekend nearly.
Watch all of Friends, all 10 seasons. Watch it.
Amber, it blows my mind that this is still a problem in today's day and age. A cafe in the UK is coming under fire after reportedly telling breastfeeding mums, cover up or leave.
I've been seeing a lot about this issue lately.
I don't know what it is and how is one of the most natural things on the planet still considered such a taboo.
And it's not even, like, the videos that I've been seeing circulating, like, people doing sort of social experiments, they'll have a hidden camera, they'll put a woman in the position of breastfeeding in public. And it's interesting, like, it's not just men that are weirded out by it. There's plenty of women out there that are
certainly.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. No, it's definitely not just a male thing.
Feed your baby, ladies.
That's right. A pub in the UK, after hearing that a cafe in their vicinity had this weird stance on breastfeeding, mm-hmm. has gone, here's a perfect opportunity. And they put a sign out the front that says, breastfeeding mums, pop in and have a free cup of tea if you need a pit stop. No need to eat. No need to ask. Just please come in and relax.
Nice.
Is that not a perfect opportunity? As in, they're like, I guarantee you, because of this article, they will have a spike in business so much. And the cafe that's put their foot down and said, oh, no, not that in here, will probably be out of business.
Yeah. So lame.
It's just such a good opportunity for people to be a bit forward thinking and their business is going to prosper for it. I'm sure of it.
Good.
Hmm.
Good.
I mean, in cafes, if you want to have a blanket ban on all kids, I'll support that. But if you're just supporting not breastfeeding mums, then no. That's where I draw the line. Amber, this next story, I don't think there's anyone's behaviour can be excused. Personally, I think everyone's at fault here.
Well, you better tell us what happened.
Amber, so a young Chinese woman was dumped by her boyfriend, apparently because he thought she was a little bit husky. A little bit cuddly.
Oh, that's rude.
The word fat was thrown around.
That is rude.
Like I said, no excusable behaviour in this story. Well, she went out. She did something about it. She could have exercised. She could have eaten better.
She didn't go to the gym.
No, she did none of that. She went and got liposuction. More power to her. If you can afford it, it's way easier than exercising, from what I'm told.
Oh, look. It's... Okay. Keep going. I'm not even going to get into that.
Amber... If I was to say the words post liposuction and the words Fight Club to you, what would you think about?
Post liposuction.
So the fat that's been sucked out of someone's body and Fight Club. You remember the movie Fight Club?
I'm thinking about that episode of South Park.
No, Fight Club.
Okay, Fight Club, yes, okay.
Remember what they do with the fat they get from the liposuction clinics?
No.
They make soap, Amber.
Oh, that's right.
They make soap.
Did she go full Fight Club?
She went full Fight Club, Amber. She made soap, sent it to him, sent it to his family, and then proceeded to text him about it a little while later so that... just to make sure that soap had been used.
He called her fat, so...
That does not matter. That's like saying, geez, you've got an ugly dog. Oh, cool, I'm going to kill your child.
That is not like that at all.
That is not on. You can't send someone soap made from your own fat. That's gross.
I think that's so funny.
God, that's something you'd do if you were fat.
If I was fat, yeah. And if someone dumped me because I was fat, I'd think, well, here you go. Have my fat.
There you go. We all know that Amber's a horrible person as well now. Amber, do you ever try to explain to your non-radio friends when you've had a long day why you're tired and then you try to justify it and you just can't? It's like, I'm sort of used to working like 5 or 6 hours a day, so anytime I do either a full day's work or more, yeah, I'm absolutely wrecked.
But you know what? Like, with us, we might do, like, a six-hour day is pretty standard.
Yeah.
But if we do a longer than six-hour day, it's, like, the opposite end of the spectrum where we do, like, 12 or 13 hours.
Yeah.
Like, there's no nine-hour, like, a happy medium.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, six or 50.
Yesterday was a big day. So we had just our stock standard work here at the office, and then I went home and I had to do a few things on the laptop, and then we came back here at about 1:30 because I'll let you tell everyone what we were doing yesterday.
Well, we had a film guy, a director, producer,
mm-hmm,
come in and film us all afternoon.
All
stinking
afternoon.
Hot in a tiny little radio studio and then out in Nichols Point.
Yep.
For the magpie video.
The magpie video has reared its ugly little magpie head again, and a TV show in the UK wanted to come to...
Little old Mildura.
Wanted to come down to little old Mildura and do a bit of filming with old Amber and Billows.
So it's been about a year and a half,
yeah,
since the magpie video. Not even, just over a year.
Yeah, it was September, so you're pushing a year and a half.
Right. And trying to explain to people from another country... why the magpies aren't swooping at this particular time of the year is really difficult.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying to, oh, well, they're not breeding at the moment. Like, they don't have babies. Like, you'll see them, like, around town and, oh, I just want to get a shot of the magpie up in the tree. I'm like, well, I can't make the magpie go up in the tree.
Amber would find a magpie on the ground and she'd be chasing it, trying to get it to go up in a tree, and it'd just run away from her.
Like on its legs, like,
yeah, that's
run.
It, literally,
like,
run.
You've got wings, you stupid animal. Fly away.
I did like, so there was three locations that you wanted to shoot at. Here at the studio, us doing our radio thing,
mm-hmm,
at the location where you did the magpie video, mm-hmm, out at Merbein,
mm-hmm,
and also you'd mentioned to the producers that your grandmother...
Nan Wheatland.
She hand-feeds them. And this must have made these UK producers just lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
When they asked what the chances of getting this on video was, what, mm-hmm, did you tell them?
Good.
Good to very good.
It's a good chance that, like, every time I'm out at my nan's, the magpies are there.
Yeah, wasn't
Guess
to be,
what?
Was it?
Yesterday, camera rolls up, not a magpie in sight.
Nope, couldn't hear them, couldn't see them. Your nan's just standing out there with some minced meat like a crazy person.
So I hate magpies even more after they made me look like a fool twice.
I don't care. Check cleared.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, good point, actually.
So, keep your eyes out, guys. We'll let you know.
Once we figure out what show it is, we'll let you know. Yeah, but I feel like a survey.
Sure.
According to a new survey, half of regular gym goers, half, 50%, use it as a hookup venue, and a quarter admit to having sex at the gym itself.
At the gym?
At the gym.
You there for a workout?
Yes, you are, you naughty, dirty little minxes. The poll of 2,000 British adults was commissioned by the British sex shop chain Ann Summers. Amongst the other findings, as many as 70% of women admitted to fantasising about their personal trainer during sex, not during personal training.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Whew. And roughly 10% of those polls bring a condom to the gym just in case.
What?
Got my iPod, got my water bottle, got my condom.
Yeah.
Whew.
Weird.
Wee. What are your thoughts on that, Amberino?
Look, I can understand the going there. You could potentially make eye contact with someone from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a common interest.
I guess.
Going to the gym.
Yeah.
But, like, I think from there you go, hey, want to go out for a salad or something, seeing as though we're both super healthy?
Feel like some quinoa and some kale.
Yeah. Do you want to go get a bottle of water with me? Yeah, but I don't, like... sex at the gym.
Yeah, at the gym. That's different, isn't it?
No way.
Even when I was single and I was actually going to the gym at some point, I'm always in my own world. Both earphones are in. I'm not there to talk to anyone.
Yeah, I'm watching the film clips that they're playing on the big screen.
Yeah, that would be the most I'm doing, to be honest.
Yeah, I am pretending that I'm Pink or something, like on the treadmill. Like, yeah, yeah.
So am I.
I'm Pink's backup dancer.
This
is for regular gym goers, though. Neither of us are regular gym goers.
How many times have you fallen off a treadmill just out of interest?
I can't run on one because that's guaranteed for a fall. But I can, like, briskly walk. I can walk very fast on a treadmill, but as soon as I start to run, it is game over.
Maybe if you focus on running and not dancing, you might be fine.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Okay, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth were engaged. Then they split in 2003.
Then Miley lost her mind for a little while.
Miley lost her mind.
She went a bit wild.
Well, look, she was... It's not uncommon after a breakup to really reestablish yourself and really get back to who you are.
Find yourself.
Yeah.
And she
went next level, find yourself.
She found the hell out of herself.
So they broke up in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yep.
It's like three years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Recently, over New Year's, they were reunited in Byron Bay here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure they would have booked their tickets together, probably from America.
Yeah, in Australia. Like,
no, they had to get here.
Well, that's true.
There was planning before here. Come on, we cannot take credit for this.
Anyway, back in 2014, Miley revealed in an interview that she didn't know where the engagement ring was.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Looks like she found it because she's been wearing it all around New York.
Really?
Yep.
So does that mean the engagement's back on?
I don't know, but she's wearing the ring.
That's weird.
Like, the ring. It's not just, like, a ring.
If they're not engaged, that's weird.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Well, maybe it's like her statement, like, guys, we're back on.
Don't care. It's weird.
Has it Liam had the ring made and spent over $100,000 on it?
Oh, well, that's just rude to the rest of the blokes around the place, Liam. Come on.
And to be fair, it's like not as much as, you know, like a Kim Kardashian ring or something.
Only when you like, could look down on someone spending $100,000 on a ring. To be fair, it's not even a Kim Kardashian ring.
I'm down at it.
Is he homeless? I mean, $100,000. Jeez, I thought he loved her. What a tool. God. $100,000?
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Stupid amount of money.
You're bringing stupid Kardashian money into it.
Yeah. Like, but I'm just saying, put in comparison, like, $100,000 to, like, a bazillion dollars. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Nothing.
You're just comparing numbers now.
Yep. Four.
Is more 12. Than two.
What if I came into work with purple hair one day, Billows?
Oh, it'd be a great day. I'd point and laugh.
Remember when you had purple hair?
Oh, yeah. I've had purple hair. I better be careful what I say in this story. That wasn't my call, though. That was for Shay for a cure. I didn't want it.
You had purple hair, and you're like, oh, you'd be the worst person in the world.
Yeah,
anyone
I did
with purple hair sucks.
I did it for charity. I did it for charity.
Anyway, Justin Bieber.
Oh, here we go.
Has purple hair now.
So he's copying me.
It could be like a tone fail. Like if you've got blonde hair, you tone it. It could be like a toner fail.
Have you got a picture there? I'll tell you if it's a toner fail.
Nah, it could be intentional. I like it. I really like
it. Yeah, but he can do no wrong in your eyes.
So true.
He could burn a box of puppies and you'd be like, you know what? Those puppies had it coming.
Nah, puppies would draw the line, but he could...
Kittens.
Damn near burn a box.
You're the worst.
Let me take you back, Billows.
Please.
To when Anchorman 2 was released.
Okay, so year before last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Steve Carell, yep. Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd. The guy who plays Champ, whose name escapes me, who's very funny though.
Well, if you were anticipating a third Anchorman movie...
Oh, God, if I was, I'd be thinking it was another 10 years away, like the second sequel.
You're exactly right.
Am so I?
Steve Carell's hinted that Anchorman 3 could happen.
Yeah.
But there's a problem that it won't happen in this decade.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind that we waited a decade for the second one, thinking, well, this is what I thought. I'm like, yes, they've had 10 years to get this movie right. Loved Anchorman. Gonna love Anchorman 2. Walked out of the cinema super upset.
You did.
Because Anchorman 2 was, maybe I anticipated, there was too much build up.
I think
it was 10 years worth of like, this is going to be so good.
I think you built it up in your head too much because I thought that the concept, the idea they went with was really clever, that Will Ferrell was like, Ron Burgundy, sorry, was basically the downfall of the media. He brought in everything that's wrong with the media. Like, he was putting car chases to air, and all of a sudden he's on a 24-hour news network, and he's got to invent news, basically.
Yeah,
that's a genius idea for Anchorman. So at least this means they won't force an idea.
Yeah.
They'll wait until they've got something. They're like, yes, we can build a movie around this.
They'll be ready for retirement or...
Who knows?
In 10 years' time.
I mean, yeah, I'd say there'll be a lot more online, because that was set in the 90s, wasn't it?
70s.
No, the original was set in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
It was 80s or 90s.
So 10 years later would have been the 80s?
Something like that, yeah. I can't remember. It was, yeah.
You skipped a decade, mate.
Well, it's the movies. They didn't have to... They're not sitting there waiting every second going, yep, okay, it's time appropriate now.
Give it up. This is Scooper.
Jamie Foxx has saved a man's life...
Okay.
...by dragging him out from a burning car.
Wow.
I know. So TMZ reports that a car skidded on wet roads and hit a ditch, resulting in it flipping upside down. It ended up out front of Jamie's mansion in Hidden Hills in northern LA. What?
It's hidden for a reason.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, jeez. You're like Alfred with the Batcave.
You're scared.
What a sign there.
Oh, my God. Okay, I thought I was actually saying something that I wasn't allowed to say.
So he's in Hidden Hills.
Yes. So Jamie's apparently heard the accident from his home, ran out to the scene. Fearing that the car would explode, he unbuckled the man and dragged him away, 10 metres away from the accident.
Yeah.
Now, according to the report, Jamie then called 911. Emergency services arrived, transported the man to hospital with, sadly, major injuries, including burns. So hopefully, fingers crossed that he makes a speedy recovery.
But it could have been a lot worse if Jamie Foxx wasn't there.
What a brave thing to do.
To run towards a burning car that you, like you said, it could explode. There's nothing saying it couldn't.
Yeah.
Fuel, fire, explosion.
Dangerous.
Good on him. Good on him. That's really selfless. Amber, this story, it's a little bit vague because the family wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
But it's about a man named Walter, his wife and son.
Okay.
They are on holidays in Argentina.
Okay.
And they're doing a road trip.
Where driving are they
from? I have no idea.
Okay.
Yep, that's my man. She's pretty vague on this one. They're doing a road trip. Walter's driving. His wife's asleep in the back, and his son's just sitting in the back, I believe.
Okay, yep.
So he's just driving along in his own little world.
Being bored, I'm sure.
Just taking in the scenery. He's in Argentina, beautiful country.
Okay.
And then he goes, oh, we need some fuel. I could use some snacks. Hey, gang, who could use some snacks? Grab me some Cheetos while you're in there, son. Thanks, Tiger. I didn't say they were a cool family. I said they were a family.
How do you know they're not cool?
Because I've got to fill in the gaps because this is a very vague story, okay?
All right, okay.
Need to beef this out a bit.
Why do they want to remain anonymous, though?
Well, after they'd done their thing, Walter's filled up the car.
Got his Cheetos.
Junior's grabbed him some Cheetos. Thanks, son. Tussles his hair a little bit, jumps in, and they take off and leave. Start driving. He's just driving along again.
Munching on his...
That's right. Not paying it.
Cheetos.
Not paying it. That was a really good chewing on Cheetos impersonation.
Thank you.
I'm not taking the mickey at all. That is exactly what you... You nailed that. He drives off, gets 100 kilometres down the road. He says, sweetie, I'm getting a bit tired. I've been driving for a fair while. Is there any chance you can take over? Sweetie? Sweetie, wake up. Sweetie?
Stop saying sweetie. Oh, my God.
Sweetie pie?
Ew.
Sweetie pants?
I'm going to punch you.
Sweetie, are you there? He'd left her at the servo.
Oh, my God.
He hadn't noticed for 100 kilometres.
That's an hour.
An hour he'd been driving. He thought she was asleep in the back, so he had to sheepishly turn around.
Oh, no.
She doesn't speak the language. I think they speak Spanish there. She doesn't speak Spanish. So the servo, they had no mobile phone coverage. The servo people have taken her to the police station so that she can be somewhere safe.
They're running around Argentina.
Yeah.
Because he forgot his wife.
He rolls up and apparently she was not too pleased.
As like, if you would be. She's like, hey you.
She's yelling at him. She's kicking the car. He's looking to the police. They're going, unless she hits you, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, my God.
That is going to be one uncomfortable holiday. Amber, last week we celebrated National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Yeah.
We had a ginger barbecue out there. It was great fun.
It was awesome. Thanks so much for everyone that came down.
You know what it is on Friday? World Chili Day.
Ooh,
are you a chili fan?
Not at all.
See, I am. Since my girlfriend moved in, nothing spicy in the house. It's just not her thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what.
Why can't you still have spicy stuff?
Well, we cook together. I cook for two.
My boyfriend puts sriracha sauce on like everything.
I don't know what that is. What is it? Is that like a spicy sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chili sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love American hot sauce. It's not quite a chili. It's just a sort of different sort of thing.
Like pepper's a bit too like, well, I'm getting better with the pepper
thing. You
can't
take cracked pepper?
I'm getting better. But yeah.
You're weak as water.
Yeah, it's just not my thing.
Amber putting sugar on her mashed potatoes. I mean, what's wrong with you?
What?
I was just meaning you're really weak. So, yeah, so that's on this Friday. So I think we might have to have a little think about.
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
I'm not doing any chili. No.
Oh, I had Ginger Day. I had my full support. Chili Day rolls around. Where's Amber?
You didn't have to do anything for Ginger Day.
The barbecue didn't cook itself.
You didn't cook the barbecue.
I'd started.
This is Scoopla. I think I'm really about to upset you, mate.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. You can't upset me today. I'm in too good a mood.
Rumor has it that Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a fan of his music, less so his attitude.
But, oh yeah,
I do enjoy rapping along.
Yes, he's a very talented musician, rapper, and producer.
Mm-hmm.
What has he done that's going to upset me? What's going to ruin my mood?
Well, Kanye is reportedly planning to release a David Bowie tribute album full of covers.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's been confirmed, but the Daily Star recently revealed Kanye has been busy in the studio doing his own renditions, some being straightforward covers, and some contain Kanye rapping over Bowie's songs. So not everyone's loving this idea. A petition's been launched to stop Kanye from doing this tribute album, and as of this morning, it sits on just over 1,700 signatures of its goal of 2,000. So
even 2,000's nothing.
Yeah.
You can set the goal of 2,000 all you like.
That's
Kanye's going to say, oh, that's cute, 2,000 people won't buy my album.
2,000 out of the 7 billion people that are on the planet.
I think a David Bowie tribute album, if it's just straight up covers, then Kanye's not the man to do it. If he wanted to do an album where, you know, you get Bowie on the hook and Kanye raps, I think that'd be fantastic.
That'd be a good...
Yeah,
that would be good. What Kanye about, like, a Bowie, like, compilation tribute album where there's, like, heaps of different celebrities, heaps of different singers all come on and do a track each.
Yep.
And it's like a track, a whole album from various people dedicated to David Bowie.
I think that'd be fantastic as well because everyone would want to be on it. Kanye could even produce it. I mean, he's got the skills to do that.
Totally. And, you know, David Bowie's one of the most important figures in music.
Yeah, totally.
Over the last 40 to 50 years.
Yeah,
so...
No. Look, I'd love some more details, but yeah, I don't think I need to hear Kanye singing Space Oddity.
Mm.
I just don't. The world doesn't need that.
Because he, when Kanye sings, he's very auto-tuned. He's kind of, he can hold a tune to an extent, but he does auto-tune the.
But he sounds like Kanye.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that's a ridiculous sentence to say, but it sounds like him speaking.
I think people's problem with this is that they're saying that Kanye's cashing in on the death of David Bowie.
Okay, yeah, and that's fair as well. Kanye, he probably is just thinking he wants to pay tribute. He's like, and he thinks he's the greatest musician on the planet. So he's like, I'm the man to do this. And I think that's the problem. Kanye's not the man to do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see like 15 artists get together and do a track each for a album tribute.
Yeah, no, I think that is a fantastic idea. And
yeah.
God, it'd sell its little.
Wouldn't it?
It'd sell a lot.
Yeah, sell its little took us off.
There you go. Thank you
for all your stars,
cleaning
gossip
up my sentence.
And hype. Head along to starfm.com.au, hit the Scooper link. It's all online right now. It's Australia Day next week.
Holy God, it is too.
And you know what tomorrow is?
Friday.
National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh, it is too. That's right.
So I believe you've kindly volunteered your taste buds.
I do like some hot sauce. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be delicious.
Well, this one is 12 out of 10.
That's not a thing.
On the hot sauce scale.
That's just not a thing.
So
bring it, get a bucket, fill it with water to the top. That's 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Go for 12. You can't do it.
So what they're saying is it's super, super hot.
Then it can't be higher than 10. It's just a marketing
ploy.
I'm so
excited. Listen to how cocky he sounds.
It's just.
I'm so excited.
It is called poop the bed, which worries me a little bit. Because I haven't done that in 2016. And I'd like to keep this year poop the bed free if possible. Amber, it wouldn't be Australia Day coming up without a big business releasing some offensive merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think it was. I can't remember. I won't speculate because I can't remember which business it was that put out some. I think it was singlets that said Australia established 1788. And everyone who had been in Australia prior to 1788 went,
correct.
I think you're forgetting a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, we probably shouldn't release them.
No. Okay.
This one, though, has not upset a race of people, but it has upset an entire state as Woolworths, big fan of their work, by the way,
yep,
except when they're leaving Tasmania off their Australia Day merchandise.
No.
Oh, God, that is poor form, isn't it?
Look, I don't think it's like, it's not like the people who work at Woolies were staying home late sewing an Australia patch onto
a
hat. No. I'd say that that sadly be made in a sweatshop or something horrid like that.
Yeah, but some pretty high-ups would have to approve the design, I would think. And at some point, I'm sure someone has gone, good enough. Sorry, Tassie, but we've got 50,000 hats we have to sell and you're just being omitted this time.
Yeah, but they'd know that people would be quick to pick out that Tasmania was not on the hat.
Or on
and
the other.
Tassie's pretty easy to forget.
On the other side of that coin, if they didn't notice and they went, that's a good looking hat. Get it out there. Get it into stores so that people can buy it for Australia Day.
Yeah.
Not noticing Tasmania wasn't there, I think that's even worse.
Because Tasmania's so easy to forget.
Have you ever been to Tassie? It's
no,
beautiful.
It is beautiful. The pictures I've seen are amazing.
I visited. It's a gorgeous spot.
Cold.
Chilly, brisk. Maybe you got to feel a bit sorry for Tassie. They're like disconnected from the mainland. We make fun of them for no real good reason. I mean, we
just
make,
like you make fun of people from Merbein for no good reason.
I don't
reason.
Make fun of people from Merbein, just you. And you happens to be from Merbein. It's very different. Amber, story out of Laverton in Western Australia.
Right.
Where there's a scene of a crime. It is a camper van.
Oh.
You know, old couple going and seeing the country in retirement.
They don't have to be old, but okay. You've painted a nice picture.
Well, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
They're
very
old.
Stereotypical picture. Well done.
Oh, it says here they were 18, actually. Weren't really, they were old. Of course they're old. What young people do you know that's going around Australia in a camper van?
Couple?
Old couple.
They're not. Anyway, an old couple got their camper van.
So the thieves have come to the camper van and they were planning on stealing fuel from the tank.
Mm-hmm. Fuel's just gone down in price, guys. Yeah, that's picked right. A bad time to start stealing fuel.
Oh, it might not have got to WA yet. It's notoriously expensive over there, I can vouch. So the plan is to go to the camper van and siphon some fuel out of it. Now, I've never siphoned fuel, but I believe the process is popping a bit of hose down the tank.
Don't tell people how to siphon. We've only seen it in movies. We don't need a play-by-play.
Well, I sort of need to give a play-by-play.
Okay.
Pop the hose down the tank, and then you need to suck the fuel out to get it moving. Once it's moving, it'll continue moving as long as the hose is lower than the source.
And you need to take the hose out of your mouth before the fuel reaches your mouth.
It doesn't always work that way, from what I'm led to believe, but...
Oh, sorry.
Amber, if you gagged on the fact it was fuel, you're about to enjoy this. Camper vans have two tanks, Amber. One is for fuel.
Oh, no.
One is for fuel. The other one is for human waste, because camper vans have toilets on them.
Oh, that's so gross.
These would-be thieves cracked open the wrong tank.
Oh, no.
The old couple came out and found a hose, a cracked open tank, and a puddle of horribleness.
Oh, that's so gross.
I love this quote from the old man. Police officers have absolutely zero interest in recovering the stolen goods.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
All right, Mr. Scoopla.
Amber.
He's taking over.
Scoopla's on me this morning.
Good, I'm just going to kick back with my feet up on the desk like you always do.
Just... come on, this is your first day putting your feet on the desk. You still need the microphone somewhere near your head. Amber, Suicide Squad trailer got released. The Suicide Squad, for those who don't know, is a bunch of villains from the DC Universe who are all incarcerated and they're asked by the government to go and do crazy missions that they wouldn't send their own men in to do.
Yes.
So this involves the likes of Will Smith's going to be playing Deadshot, who's a very handy marksman.
Yep.
Australian Margot Robbie is going to be playing Harley Quinn, the Joker's girlfriend.
There's like a crocodile man.
There is. His name is Killer Croc. I can't remember who's playing him. He's not. He's actually just got a really bad skin condition.
Oh.
And he's used that to just be a crazy person who lives in the water and, you know, file his teeth down so he can eat flesh.
So
and
he's
that sort of
like
things.
Done the opposite. He's like devolved into a crocodile.
Sure.
Way to complicate things, Amber. Cool. His name's
Killer Croc, okay?
I saw the Suicide Squad trailer before Billows did.
I had a very busy day yesterday. Amber beat me to this one.
I also had a very busy day yesterday.
Well, not that busy. You were sitting at home watching trailers by the sound of it. We've cut it down a little bit to just a couple of our favourite bits from the trailer. Have a listen.
You're possessed by a witch. She's just crazy.
What was that? I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry. The voices. I'm kidding. That's not what they really said.
Let's go save the world.
I can't wait to show you my toys.
Mama mia, mama mia. Oh, my God.
I forgot to mention, this is going to be where we see Jared Leto as the Joker.
Jared Leto as the Joker. They used Queen in the trailer.
And they did it so cleverly as well.
There's like gunshots, like boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Even like shells hitting the ground works perfectly with the music. You have got to check it out. We are going to tweet the video if you haven't seen it already. It looks fantastic. I think it's going to be violent as all hell, but it is going to be a fun movie. It's out in August.
Yep.
Still a way to go, but we also don't forget we get Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice in March.
Okay.
So... we are sorted for comic book movies this year.
I'm so excited for Suicide Squad, in all seriousness. Yeah. It's not really my jam, but I'm very excited for this.
You'll be spreading this jam all over. Imagine look, you can probably put yourself in this position, being a musician. Mm-hmm. Let's say Ella Hooper. She's one of your musical heroes from Killing Heidi.
Yes.
Let's say that you wrote a song that you absolutely, that you think, oh, this is pretty good. I'm going to play it for her to see what she thinks about it.
Right. Okay.
You wouldn't give her just anything. You made sure it was your best work, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever played anyone any song I've ever written.
Well, there you go.
It's very personal.
It is.
It's like bearing your soul.
Yeah. It wouldn't be easy, especially to one of your heroes.
Yeah, totally.
Coldplay, before David Bowie passed away, like this a few years ago apparently, Coldplay wanted to do a collaboration with David Bowie.
Right.
And
that's aiming high.
Oh, yeah. But despite what I think about them, they are one of the biggest bands on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went, I think we have a good chance. I mean, we are
Coldplay.
We've got some good hits. I married Gwyneth Paltrow and named my daughter Apple. I can totally get David Bowie.
You're going the wrong way.
I did get a little sidetracked. Yeah. I started remembering how little I like Chris Martin and right. for what reasons.
Okay.
So they get a song together and they hit up David Bowie and they say, is there any chance you might lend us your vocals? We think that you would make this song.
They're English, aren't they?
You wanted an accent?
So why are you speaking like Billows?
Sorry. Oh, we'd love you to play
that
old
Ringo.
Song.
That's Ringo. Well, you're getting your superstars.
Okay.
Very
all right,
confused.
All right. Oh, Chris Martin. Oh, David Bowie, could you listen to our song? Every Coldplay song ever, right well there. So David Bowie goes, oh, no, now I've got to do Bowie. How does Bowie sound? David Bowie, I would love to hear your song.
Okay, stop the accent.
Chris Martin, send me your song.
Is that what he said? Send it over, Chris.
Send it over, Chris. I will
flick it my way.
Happily have a listen to your song.
MP3 it and email it over.
You know what response Coldplay got from David Bowie? Well, it's not very good, is it?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's rough. Well, that's the way the drummer Will Champion tells the story. Chris Martin says the way he says it is, it's not one of your best. Oh. I've stopped sounding like David Bowie and I've started sounding like Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, you're being really weird. What a
too many voices. I'm not an impersonator.
Imagine David Bowie saying, yeah, man, send it over. And you send him the track. And like, what an anti-climax.
You'd be crushed, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, I enjoy when bad things happen to Coldplay, so I'm fine with it.
Billows, how are you feeling?
I'm getting more and more worried. I'm starting to get the shakes a little bit because today it's National Hot Sauce Day. And a bloke we know from Twitter, Benno Stevo on Twitter, he hit us up to say, this is coming up. And I've got a bottle of this hot sauce called Poop the Bed.
Yep.
Benno Stevo from Twitter joins us right now. Good morning, sir.
How you going, guys?
Great to have you in, mate. Now, you've bought... This isn't just your only bottle. You've brought in a fresh one so that I know you're not poisoning me.
That's
yep,
it.
Yep, and I've just opened it. Emma's I'm going to give it a smell, okay?
Okay.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, burnt your nostrils a little bit?
Yeah.
Basically, this isn't your only bottle. You buy this and you enjoy this, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a... Another bottle exactly the same at home, and I've got two more bottles of ones that aren't quite as hot.
Okay, because, yeah, you sent me a picture on Twitter the other day. You were just putting it on your burger.
Yeah,
just,
well, that's it.
You really like hot stuff.
Yeah.
It's made in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
A woman out of Perth makes it. Her name's Renee Bunster.
Uh-huh.
She just recently had one of the most successful crowdfunding campaigns.
Okay.
They raised, I think it was $250,000.
To make this sauce.
To make this go global, because it was only a small production in her kitchen.
Yep, oh, okay.
So now they're gone global now. So
wow, I love that.
Really good effort.
So it's branded as hot sauce with flavour, and I'm looking at the ingredients. Orange juice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's got vegetables like chilies.
You think
scorpion
so?
And bird's eye. What?
I don't know what that is. It scares me.
Brown onions, garlic, apple cider vinegar, coconut sugar, herbs, lime juice. You'll be fine. It's got goji berries in it.
I'm guessing that you quite like spicy stuff. As far as... it says it's 12 out of 10 on hotness. From what everything you've eaten that's hot, is this the hottest?
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
When I first tried it, my 4-year-old wanted to have a crack.
Oh, no.
I said, no, mate, you can't have this.
Is he okay?
And, 4-year-old tantrums happened and put a little bit on a spoon. He never asked for it again.
Oh, I throw a tantrum like a 4-year-old. I'm getting more worried by the second.
I'm so excited, guys. We are not far away from Billows trying Poop the Bed. Cleaned up. The G-rated version. So excited. How are you feeling?
Yeah, like I said, I'm getting very worried. Before the end of the hour, though, I will be trying it out.
This is Scoopla.
Well, Billows, the Oscar boycott saga continues.
Okay.
Will Smith has finally opened up on the Today Show in the States.
Yep.
About the Oscars boycott.
Okay, yeah, there's been some issues as for the second year in a row, no African American or actually no non-white actors
yes.
have been nominated in the acting roles or the directing roles.
Yes. So Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, released a video earlier this week saying that, nah, I'm done with the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to recognize us. So, see ya.
Yep.
So Will Smith was a likely candidate for an Oscar this year after his standout performance in Concussion.
I've still got to see that. Apparently it's great.
Apparently it's really, really good, right? So Will Smith says, it's interesting, I've been nominated twice before. And he said, what's interesting about this is that I've never lost to a white actor.
Yep. So what he would have won for Ali, I think.
Well, he was nominated maybe for Ali.
Yeah.
But he has lost twice to Denzel Washington and Forrest Whitaker.
Okay, yep.
So he said, for me, that was huge.
Yep.
When you see this list of nominations, everyone's fantastic, and I'll play the grab. Have a listen.
I've been nominated twice for Academy Awards.
And
I've never lost to a white person. When I see this list and series of nominations that come out, and everybody is fantastic, and that's the complexity of this issue, but it feels like it's going the wrong direction.
So he did say that he won't be going to the Oscars, mm-hmm. but shared that even if he had been nominated, this issue still would have been brought up.
Oh, definitely. So when he talks about the complexity of the issue, and I've had a little bit of time to think about this because it all started about a week ago when the nominations came out. So people are saying, and I'm not going to try to argue anyone's opinion on this, you're all entitled to it. So what they're saying is, okay, maybe the white people in those roles did deserve, and people aren't arguing that, deserve it because they did fantastic performances, Leonardo DiCaprio, all those guys, mm-hmm. fantastic.
There are great actors in great films.
But I think the broader issue in Hollywood and the Academy is, okay, it's possibly a bit harder for the black actors to get into those big roles that could earn them a nod come Academy Awards season.
Yeah, right.
Or again, even worse, 95% of the voting Academy mm-hmm. is white.
Right.
70% of the voting Academy is male.
Right.
When 50% of America obviously is male, I think it's slightly higher for females, so that's not an accurate representation. And I think it's something like I was just looking up these stats and I lost it.
Yeah.
About what percentage, I think it's 63% of the United States is white.
Right.
So again, you've got Hispanic, you've got Asian, you've got
to weigh up those statistics, right?
The Academy just doesn't represent the...
America.
Yeah, that's right. Or the film-going audience as a whole.
Yeah. I feel like it's very old-fashioned.
It is.
I can just imagine a bunch of old school white males.
There is a lot of
sitting in a room, being old fashioned.
Yes, yes.
I just
a lot of the again, it's the same thing. A lot of the Academy is old white men.
Yeah.
So something like Straight Outta Compton, might not be the best movie, but it's not even going to get considered for something because it doesn't fit the Academy's standards.
Right.
For anything.
Mm.
So they're not even going to watch the screener they get sent in the mail.
Yeah. Mm. Rude.
Yeah. Again, I'm not saying Straight Outta Compton should have got nominated for anything. I'm just saying it wouldn't have even been watched.
But let's just recognize it a little bit. Right.
Just using that as an example because it's a very black movie.
Yeah, good statistics, mate.
Oh.
You're all over this.
Boom! Moment of truth.
National Hot Sauce Day. Our legend listener Ben joins us in the Star Studio.
And morning.
He's brought in a bottle of Poop the Bed.
Poop the Bed hot sauce is what we've got here. Anyone watching on Periscope right now will know that it's actually a little more explicit than that. 12 out of 10 on the heat scale. So we're going to eat them on some dim sims.
Yep.
I've got some white rice because I've been led to believe that helps with chili fires in one's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a big glass of milk.
Yep.
I've got some bread. And I have a vomit bucket down to my left.
All right. So Billows is opening the hot sauce.
Where am I going to put this? Straight in the bowl?
Yep. No, just straight onto a dimmy, I reckon.
I cooked you a dimmy too if you want to.
I'm not having a dim sim. They smell bad.
Okay.
All right.
I feel sorry for Silco who's going to be in this studio after us.
Oh, my God. That's so much. So he's
you got to go a bit more, mate.
A bit more?
Yep. Soft. Keep going.
Ben's the legend. He knows.
I like how lippy Amber's been through this whole thing.
Come on,
around it a bit more than that.
Here we go. Come
keep
on.
Going, keep going.
There we go. That's heaps. That's
no, it's not. No. More.
How do I get more in there?
How about this?
The skin of a dim sim.
Pour it straight on.
Ben, I'm not sure how much I like you anymore.
Yeah, get that into you.
Ben is really loading up that dim sim.
Are you doing what? What are you doing over there?
Come on, guys.
Gee,
I'm so excited.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Here we go. Ben's. Oh, there you go.
Don't you get anywhere on my bread already.
All right.
Let's go. One,
ready,
two,
set,
three.
Go.
Well, it's not a race. Calm down. Oh, my God.
Holy God.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
I'm okay for now.
That look on your face. Are you about to cry? Are you okay?
I'm more worried I'm about to vomit. Okay, I'm still good.
Okay.
My heart's racing.
My heart's racing for you. I'm scared.
Am I going red periscope?
Yeah, your eyes. Yeah. Still be your eyes are bloodshot.
Okay.
Is it one of those things that's just going to keep getting worse, Ben?
She builds for about 15 minutes before it settles down.
15 minutes?
Yeah, mate.
Oh,
you'll be feeling for a while.
Oh, wow. Oh. Have a drink. Have a glass of milk.
I'm going to try to I think we just hit 10 there.
I would feel so bad if you went into cardiac. Oh, my God. Is he going to vom? Oh, my God. He's spewing. This is so gross.
No, we're still good. We're still good. No vomit yet.
Oh, my God.
Do you want a bit more, mate?
Let's do it. Where?
Oh, my God.
Let's YOLO this bad boy.
They're doing it again, guys. Thanks to our viewers on Periscope who are watching this live on Twitter at the moment. Oh, my God. Billows. Mm. You're making me sad.
Like, you're making me sad. Why did I have another half?
Oh, wow.
Suck it up.
Are we nearly done?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready to wrap this up.
You put the fork on the bread. Come on. That's my fire extinguisher.
There's still one there that hasn't
done. You've got rice and milk. I'm dying to know what's going to help.
I'm doing the milk.
He's having a glass of milk now. You guys on Star FM on the Facebook page told us that milk was very helpful.
Oh. Look at those eyes.
Wow. Okay.
That was not enjoyable, and from what I'm led to believe, later on it's going to be less enjoyable.
Right.
Oh, it just keeps building, doesn't
it? It's built for a while, mate.
Fantastic. Can't wait for about 10 minutes. Oh,
wow. Woo! I feel bad now, just a little bit bad.
Yeah, but you know what it's like. I mean, you had salami on your pizza last night. Oh, I can barely speak.
Ben, thanks so much for coming in. Thank you for bringing in the hot sauce.
Oh, Ben, you will never be invited back. Oh, God, it just keeps building.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.